we feel absolutely excellent at the moment, Andy. Thank you very much. As you can see, we've got a wonderful turnout tonight for the Sheffield Wednesday development squad. Sheffield Wednesday are very good to us, as are other local teams. They come and see us before the season kicks off. Their fans are very, very keen to see the young players coming through. As far as our club's concerned, we now have a good structure of 8 qualified coaches here now. 5 teams, under 18s, 19s, county senior or reserves, the first team, and a veterans team as well.
Who are successful? Are they not?
The veterans team have been very successful this year. They managed to win the over 50s Umbro Cup, which was a great thing for them. Chris Waddles led them through all that, and one or two other ex-players as well. So, no, very proud, because we've got some more silverware with the under-19s. They won the League Cup final out at Retford as well. So, yeah, good finish.
A couple of different strands there. Obviously, the history of this place is rich indeed.
Yes.
But right now, your links with the local clubs, obviously United and Wednesday, most prominently perhaps Chesterfield as well, amongst others. How strong are they? How regular contact do you have with them?
We will have more regular contact as the season goes along. We've formed partnership with each of the Sheffield Wednesday and Sheffield United. We're hoping that we form some kind of partnership with Mark Smith, who's now at Chesterfield. We play Chesterfield's development squad next Monday night, so we've got great hopes for that. Chesterfield have never been here before in the history of the club. We've researched that, so it's a bit of a gold standard to get somebody here that's never been here before of that level. But as far as the development's concerned, obviously the local clubs do need to look at young players that are coming through. Budgets at their places obviously, you know, dictate that they have a look for local talent. We're thrilled to bits for that. And we feel that obviously we must be doing the right things. We have the right attitude about the place. We have the right atmosphere around the young players, because the people from Sheffield United, Nick Cox at their academy, and obviously Lee Bullen here tonight, have been and looked at us, and obviously we're doing the right things. We've got the right facilities, the atmosphere that the players play in. We like to play good football. We love the guys to enjoy themselves, and hopefully that's what they're looking for as well.
Do you see yourself perhaps... That's the biggest role going forward here now, that you can enable the local clubs or some of the local professional clubs to come along and use the facilities and develop the kids, etc., etc., and that it's a great training base for them here.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they will come out of possibly being an academy from 6, 7, 8 years old, and I've spent time coaching at academy level. They can go through and the 8 or 9 years and be released. That's an awful drop off a cliff. And it's not just the player that's devastated. The whole family are devastated. I've seen it. It's horrible for them. Now, if the club can say to them, go up to Hallam, you know, they've got good coaches up there, they've got good facilities, they will like the atmosphere, it's not such a drop, because they can keep an eye on them. That's what they've been said. Dave Jones has been up here and he said, yeah, we know that we can send them up to you quite comfortably. It's not such a drop off the cliff for them. And hopefully, you know, they could turn the game around. It's never too late. And for the lads that are not getting apprenticeships, it is an awful disappointment. And I say I've seen it. But if they can come up to us and carry on playing at that level, obviously we're sort of way down the tiers of the local sides, even like the other clubs that have formed partnerships with Stocksbridge and Buxton and Matlock and places like that, but we're obviously very proud that they've looked at us and thought, yeah, even at their level they're looking very good.
So that's one strand. The other strand is the immediate local community, sort of a 2-mile radius around the ground here right now. How are links, how are relations? Are more and more people coming as the message gets out there as to just exactly what's happened here in the last 12, 18 months?
Yeah, we feel so, yeah. I mean, we attended the Crosspool Festival just a couple of weeks ago and met lots and lots of people, made lots of new friends. We do open the club to community groups, so anybody that wants to come along and use the club, if we can help them along for it as a meeting place. Doesn't what a map may be. We've started our own business club that we meet first Wednesday in every month, Allen Business Club. Most of the guys that have come along to that have actually joined the club, so that's great. When you look at the other teams that we play in the North East Counties League in Division 1, we play towns, you know, Louth Town, Knaresborough, Selby. This is a suburb. And, you know, it's amazing that we get so many people come to watch. You've heard some comments here tonight, just yourself, of people saying, you know, we're very civilised, you know. Well, that's great, you know, and we feel that we've moved things on. You know, we've embraced every kind of thing that we've been sent along up through to the development of young people playing in the right atmosphere and having the right people around. Sometimes, obviously, for people at our level, the kids that are coming through that aren't used to the rigorous training and everything, it can be hard, it can be difficult. So, you know, we would like to make sure that they're looked after.
It is obviously a lovely setting here, and civilised is perhaps one of the perfect words you can use to have a night out up here.
Yeah.
I wonder, could there be more shouting done? And I have a similar conversation with Richard down at Sheffield FC about just exactly what is here and its historical importance to the world of football. Obviously, Sheffield FC is the oldest club, and this place as the oldest ground as well. Mm. Could there be a bit less civilised and a bit more, you know, bolshy shouting just to make people listen?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we had a visitor, a gentleman that sponsored our reserves last year from Dallas, has a branch here in Sheffield, who our reserve team manager has a franchise with. And he could not believe just walking around the ground, and he kept saying, "You know, I cannot believe that this is the oldest soccer ground in the world." And of course, I had to put him right and tell him it's the oldest football ground in the world. But he said, "You know, if this was in Dallas, there'd be a visitor centre, there would be coaches pulling up every day." And yes, you're probably absolutely right. We do not shout loud enough about what we've got here. The people at the Home of Football project have been super. The thing that we had on here a couple of weeks ago with the young school children that you may have seen on television was fantastic, you know, and helped out by Richard at Sheffield, who always embraces everything that they do, brings into it as well. Absolutely fantastic that we've got that good link with them as well. But to see the young kids playing the 1858 rules here was super. It really, really was. Something that we'd like to obviously develop with the Home of Football. People coming along through the National Heritage Lottery Fund, the children coming along, they all played in the old kits and everything to the old rules, and they had a good time, by the way, as well. It's a very different game. They could catch the ball and put it down, and we taught them all about the, you know, the different rules and everything. They really, really had a good time, and I think, you know, that was good coverage for us, and it really did show people. You know, even a lot of the kids that will come along now, and we've got some ball boys here now with a little question and answer tonight. There's children that are ball boying for us here tonight, which we will do on a regular basis now, and we go through a little quiz with them and say, you know, what date was it, you know, and we're the oldest club. No, it's the second oldest club, 1860, oldest trophy in the world, oldest derby in the world. It really, really is. Sheffield is the home of football.
And it's, without wishing to state the obvious, it's about time that message was heard a lot more. And that's what I was referring to when I asked the question originally, that there is now this movement, this groundswell of support, A, for publicity for that very fact, and it appears to be snowballing a little bit.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I mean, the coverage that we got with the Home of Football project the other week was amazing. Calendar, Radio Sheffield, News at 10, Sky Sports, and people actually coming along on Twitter, because the Twitter feed that we do is absolutely wonderful. We have followers, obviously, all over the place. We actually formed a partnership. We have some very good friends of ours on the outskirts of Glasgow called Windhall United. We follow them. Some people in Wales that we follow. We have a young man that comes over from Ireland because his wife's working in Sheffield, from a place called Trim that I'd never heard of.
Right.
Trim Celtic. They now follow us. And we tweet all the time, what's going on at your place? David from Trim Celtic's been over twice. He's had all the stuff done here. So we've got followers in Ireland as well now. So, yeah, it is. It's slow, but we're getting out there. The social media thing, by the way, is absolutely super. But yes, we should certainly shout louder. It may be a British thing, Andy. If we're in the States, yeah, it probably would be a hell of a difference. But we've had, just in the last 12 months, you know, or since my tenure as vice chairman, we've had a Swedish film crew here, we've had a Russian film crew, a German film crew, and the Discovery Channel. all which will be coming through the pipeline later this year, kind of thing, to be able to be seen. So, yeah, we really feel like we're getting there now, yeah. I think, like you say, the connection we have with Sheffield and with Chairman Richard, as we call him, is absolutely wonderful. He's been up here this afternoon for the oldest derby reenactment, which is on the 27th of July at Sheffield. He's been up here and dropped a load of stuff off for us today, and we will do our utmost to make that just as much a success.
The backdrop, obviously, to this conversation is the match that's taking place right now. It's or into the second half against Sheffield Wednesday. And there are obviously lots of fans here around the sides of the pitches and in the bar just behind us here. What would a night like this mean financially, roughly? I know you don't know the exact facts and figures.
No.
What does it mean in the grand picture of the summer here?
It's immense. It's immense. The guys that come up for us, Lee Bullen with his people, obviously Mark Smith. We had Scott Sellers brought the Manchester City development squad last year, absolutely super. And obviously Nick Cox and his guys coming over from Sheffield United. We always hope that we might see one or two of the first team guys involved, but those three games that we really, really work hard for mean a hell of a lot financially to us. They can mean, obviously, for us to sort of sit back and look at what else we can do to develop the place, because, you know, always things need doing. Anybody will tell you that in non-league football. So we're extremely grateful. The fans love it because they get to see the young guys coming through. We love the challenge. But as far as what it means to us financially, yes, it is very important, but it is real, you know, a feather in our cap, you know, a real sort of tick against our name that we can... These people will come to us. They don't come anywhere. You know, they need to know that they're going to be all right and they get looked after. And we make sure of that on the pitch and off the pitch.
So what about your own team this year? What's the expectation here for the club?
We've now got a new manager. Chris Sellers is now new manager. Julian Watts moved on. So Chris will have his own ideas of what he wants to do. We will be a very young squad. Lots of excellent players, lots of ex-academy players. They will come up against some tough opposition, but that's what will make them better players. The immense change that you can see in young men from finishing the season to starting the next season can be quite scary sometimes, how they change physically. So we're hoping that, yeah, we're hoping to do better than last year. We finished 10th last year. We're hoping that we can do better than that. The under-19 team to win the League Cup. They would like to finish a bit higher up the league, perhaps win another League Cup. But I think as far as the first team's concerned, if we can consolidate these guys, keep them together, because what we would like to do is, if we get people come in and take our talented players, you could probably accept that if they go higher up, because you think, well, we've helped their career. We hopefully they'll listen to us and say, yeah, that's a good move, or perhaps no, that's perhaps not a good move. I'm sure they would. We've got the right experience around them. But as far as the team's concerned, if we can keep this group of players under here for the next 2 or 3 years, this will be a real contention. It will be a real side that can really go places, because we're doing all the right things for them. But it's football. You know the game. It doesn't always work like that, but we hope so.
How much of a battle is it to keep people? Because obviously... The wider context is people move for various different reasons, don't they? It's not just about, it's not their job. They have their own employments to contend with. It's not just talking about the difference between the wage packet.
No, and that's it. I mean, if you feel that some of the players will go on for where they can get paid money, we unfortunately aren't in a position to do that. So we feel that if we can show them the right atmosphere to play in, a lot of the young guys that come here, the mums and dads come and watch them as well. They all like to come in the right atmosphere. You've heard one or two other comments that we've had tonight, and people feel that they can come here and enjoy a real good game of football. The local people that are coming in now to come in, sit in the nice clubhouse, you know, have a drink, you know, watch a bit of football focus beforehand, then watch a good game of football and have a drink with us after as well. And I think it's all about making people very, very welcome. If the first team does well, that's what we all want. It's the end of the day. There's not a lot of point us being here if we don't have a successful first team. That's what it's all about this year.
And just finally, I'm going to pass you over your team sheet. So who are some of the lads on the starting 11 or within the squad here that you're particularly hopeful for? Maybe they've been at one of the local professional clubs and maybe as a hope for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got some names on here that we have some good hopes for this year. Hervé Serrazano, who has been at one of the local clubs. Julian Lawrence, who's been in our sort of under-19s, 18s and reserves, is now looking to be a good first-team player. He's playing centre-half here tonight, become very experienced, player of the year last year, so we're hoping for big things from him. We've also got Danny Booth. Young Danny was, again, at Sheffield Wednesday. He's become a first-team regular after being an 18 and 19. Sam Eckhart has rejoined us this year, who left us last year, has come back to us and started scoring goals already for us. Ishmael Lamy, another player from an academy, and probably two or three others as well, Callum O'Kane, Adam Carter, all young guys, Andy, that we hope to keep together and hopefully, you know, we can look after for the future.